time, the Lord said, for everybody to go to resting in faith. Y'all struggled around, gotten several places in the Lord, great places in the Lord, but it all becomes of no effect unless you learn to rest in faith. And this morning you shall learn to rest in faith. Yesterday morning you learned how to stay drunk in the spirit, and this morning we shall learn to rest in faith. Now faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and the rest in faith comes the same way as Jesus Christ, by the spirit of prophecy moving through people, begins to write in your mind and your heart, oh, that word that lets you rest in faith. And that's what he's ready to do right now. Are you ready? He's going to water it down with music to where you can just, it'll just seep right inside of you and become a part of your new creature. Oh, you ready? Hath been made ready. We're going to fix you with the greatest grace faith man that God ever produced. Paul. Whoa. He was the greatest. He walked 2,000 years. He walked in the faith that you and I are living in and established it for us. Here's what he said, Christ speaking in. I am persuaded that he is able to keep him anything I've committed unto him, and to preserve it blameless unto his everlasting kingdom. To him be honor, power, and glory forever and ever. Amen. Come and rest in this thing of grace. be did unto him. And to preserve it blameless unto his everlasting kingdom. To him be honor, power, and glory forever. Spirit on it, his life, and preserve it? How many of you are persuaded of this? Anyone want to come and rest in it, don't we? We want to quit letting Satan try to make us keep ourselves, don't we? Cause it unrest. Let's go. Amen. waited in a hurry, aren't you? Although they come in late, get back there and smite George and Teresa. We're just about gonna leave them at home. They keep dragging around here, coming in late. Smite them good. Ooh. Think I'm kidding? No, sir, I'm not kidding. One bit. But that committee to him. What we've committed to him, we get struggling, unrest, disobedience. Now we go in works instead of grace. In times past, I've committed my body from any disease. How much more should I rest in the faith of elders? In my everlasting Lord, who suffered all my diseases. about his faithfulness. Oh, why should I doubt that he will keep whatever by faith I've committed unto him? Sloughing around, struggling, striving, you get worn out, and then just slough around trying to recuperate. Get rest. He's a great God, the everlasting Father, who created all the heavens and the earth. God, but they know not the power of the everlasting Creator God. Oh, 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 keep it. Well, that's a lie of Satan. You can rest in the faith of God to swallow up and keep whatever you give him. Protected with his mind. and the flowers of the field. With more riches than Solomon and all his beauty. How much more should I trust in him to clothe and keep me in all his goodness? Oh, oh, do you know that was one of the first announcements that our Lord Jesus Christ said? He said, I'm not here representing the God of religion. But I want you to know right now, I'm here representing the one that clothed the lilies of the field and kept them. And he separated himself from the false religions in a hurry by just a few statements like that. And he made another. You believe in God. Believe also in me. Our Lord Jesus said, showing me the way to abundant life on earth and in heaven, and the way of faith that keeps me daily. Try to keep themselves and to preserve themselves blameless in their own good works. But now the great God has swallowed you up. He became a preserving life for you. You didn't know that? He swallowed you up, preserved. Oh, I'm resting. Let's go over this again. I want you to hear. I am persuaded that he is able to keep anything I've committed to him. And with his life preserve it and keep it flowing in this life on earth and forever and ever. Daily increase. now lives in him. You're hearing the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. Moved and kept moving it through Apostle Paul. Boy, he separated his life and all those that followed him from that false god of works in a hurry. In times past, I trusted in natural things for the strength of my body and my life. Should I now rest in him whose strength is everlasting, and he made me one with him. With his life and power, the grace of my Father forever, amen. Oh, 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 oh. You're too stunned to do anything about it. You just got erased out of your life, that old false god of works, if you submitted to this thing. You just come at rest. Oh, brought you yesterday morning to rest in his wine and drunk in the spirit. Now he bring you right at rest this morning in his word and his ability to keep you as a great creator God through Jesus Christ. Keep you flowing and moving and preserve your blameless on his everlasting kingdom. So just stop trying to work and keep yourself and just rest hath been made to rest my mind in you. Rest my voice in you. Hath been made to rest my life in your hand. Oh, many things I may not understand. I have to have a lot of knowledge, but this one thing I know: if he watches the little sparrow, that's all you need to know. Numbers I had on my head, then how much more in his glory and power shall he bring to the fullness of his life, and let me rest forever in him. I don't need a great lot of knowledge, that's what Jesus told him. You're living in an age here to where there's a great bunch of folks running around preaching a bunch of doctrine and religious theologies and Phariseeism, Sadduceeism, Herodotism, and Nicolaism and all of that. All you need to know is to just be able to look in faith and see the little sparrow. And don't lean to your own understanding. He said that's what the prophet saw. He said start out this walk of faith, trusting in your own heart and leaning not to your own understanding, and let him build in you living doctrines and movings of the Holy Ghost and living words in you. Well, this is what he's saying. Wasn't it not the very thing that we had to walk on you with fire about? To get you from leaning to your own understanding, slay your understanding with that power and judgment fire of God. To get you out of that trap of Satan, was it not? Oh, many things I may not understand, but this I know, if he watches the sparrow, do you believe that? Numbers I had on my head, how much more in his glory and power. golly, bring all my life to its fullness. By the way that he's given you, by the words of your mouth, make the sacrifice of hand and faith, and watch him lay hold on you and move in his power and life, and preserve you blameless, everlasting. Struggling and striving, trying to get myself moving in the scriptures, and he's teaching me in the scriptures, but I got to a point in my life where I was striving with him for knowledge. No, you've never done anything like that. But Satan had put on me an inferior inferiority complex about how much men knew. He told me a lie, you know. He told me they knew a lot of things about the Bible. Found out later that he had lied. They didn't know anything about the Bible. All they knew was about Satan and theologies. But anyway, he told me how great and how polished and how educated they were. I was doing all right in the scriptures, studying it, until he told me that lie. And then I began to, instead of seeking God in the scriptures, I began to dig after knowledge. And he said, arise and walk out in the pasture and sit thy down under that tree, and look for a while, and I'll show you just how anything around you can teach you of me. Sit under the tree, and the Spirit of God came upon me and moved through me, and I looked and I saw a green tree and a dead tree, natural things, and the fowls are there. All went into the green tree. He said, my word is life, it's my book of life, and no deadness shall I have in thee. And from that same tree, to confirm his word, my second son, Billy, fell and was crushed all to pieces. And the great power of the Creator God restored him whole, made him new. And the brilliant dawn X-rayed all over, and all the broken, shattered cracks were knitted together. Amazing. They was not supposed to have ever been broken, you see. Oh, 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 oh. I am persuaded that he's able to keep anything I've committed unto him, and to preserve it blameless to his everlasting kingdom. So now I, by faith, my Father, rest in you. Preserved blameless, a lesson of grace and simplicity that will keep your mind and life open to the great mysteries of God. And I'll stop the accusation of Satan that he wants you ignorant. That's the reason you can't learn all these mysteries of God. But you'll never learn them seeking after knowledge. And you'll only learn them seeking after him. Then the great mystery of all the heaven revealed in the Bible become here. For you're not seeking the Bible or any of its knowledge, but you're seeking after the great one that's revealed behind the word. Quite a long time, through song and instruction, I've got your mind on him, and through your prophecy of the scripture, you finally come to know there's a living God behind them. Not wise as men, I'll move through them with all my life, and the knowledge of all things will make the world grow dim. Thank you. their foolish workings through my people. And make them stand in awe and wonder, where did that person learn those letters? Son Jesus Christ, though he was a small boy of only 12 years, he only asked questions to the wise men of that day, and they fell in utter amazement because they couldn't answer him. You're the kingdom of Satan, 'cause you know not to answer to my father and me. If you'd have known my father, then you'd know me. And in judgment he brought them down with simple questions and destroyed the wicked, made way for his first church. All the parables that he spoke, men didn't understand him, 'cause they knew not who spoke them. It was the word of a father speaking through our Lord Jesus Christ that laid out the patterns, parables of judgment and life.
He's a great God.
He's not that weak, prissy God that some of you get deluded into thinking you're trying to help hold on to him. He swallows you up, he clamps you just like he clamped the universe, the sun, the moon, and the stars, held them in place. He clamps you that same way. And you have benefit of it if you just rest by your little confession of faith in that you have clamped my mind is yours, my voice is yours. If you just continue just making no little breathing to faith, first thing you know, out of your mind and out of your voice, go, whoo! You begin to hear a little strange thing in there, like, open your mouth and I'll feel it. Out it flows. Ooh. 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 First time Ron Davis lost his life for himself. Baptized into the body of Jesus, lost his life by the Spirit. Seven blows of the Spirit. This time he loses it. Oh, in service to other people. Being baptized on his face. Washes away his face, literally. You begin to understand that this thing is true. Oh, washes away his face. Somehow or another, it puts a change in your heart, doesn't it, Rick? I don't understand it. Washes away his life and his face, and you just change towards his people all at once. Oh, oh, one, two, three. Come on, count with me. Oh. It is ordained of God. This is the way it shall be. You shall not serve my people unless you lose your life in me. I gave it in suffering, anguish and blood. Now I let you lose your life in me in love. In obedience to Jesus, I baptize right down on your face into the waters, heavenly water, to the body of Jesus, washing away your face and your life, and letting you rise with his life and his face turned towards his people. Just put him right down on his face. Oh! Stand there a while and let's get the husband in there. Brother Roosevelt lost his life first time for himself. This time he loses it for the people that he's going to as an evangelist to. Seven works of the Holy Spirit in the order of God. God lets you have a testimony that you have lost your life. So so that if you ever take it back or try to live your life towards your people, boy, you know it in a hurry, don't you? Towards your own way, ooh. Ooh, one, ooh, two, Lord Jesus, I baptize this, your evangelist, down on his face, into the heavenly waters of your body, into the heavenly waters of your face, washing away his face in the waters of his body, ooh, and bringing forth the newness of your heavenly water body. Ooh, just lay him right down on his face. That he's able to keep that I've committed unto him, and to preserve it blameless forever and ever. So I rest my Father in faith. Secret of why we hadn't lost very many people in this move. I'm going to tell you the secret. Told it to you before, but I'll tell it to you again. Every time I got through ministering to you, I'd turn right around, commit you right back up to him. So there they are. Oh. Not going to try to keep them. But it hath been given unto me to what to say to your people. Here it come. He said, no more counseling. No more counseling. No more discussion. No more discussion. He said, only judgment and life. That's it.